producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, he is one of our regular contributors. The publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel, is going to be along, and we're going to be talking about new cars and stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. What's been in the Consumer Guide garage? What's been in the Auto World radio garage? And we always have fun anytime Tom joins us from the windy city of Chicago. And we carried over a guest from a previous hour of the broadcast because we were really enjoying talking to her. So we also have on board with us Melissa Centra, who is the CEO of a company called eView 360. And eView 360 has designed a mobile app for the all-new Maserati Levante SUV, which premiered at the Geneva International Motor Show. And it's a really cool app. They're a Michigan-based company, and I knew that that Tom would not have a problem sharing the microphone with Melissa. So first off, Melissa, thank you very much for hanging with us for a few more moments here, and I definitely want to get you back on the program and talk to you a little bit more about your company there in Detroit. We'll get you on in the hour that we're broadcast on in the greater Detroit area so that your coworkers and friends and family can hear you. So we'll arrange for that. But thank you very much for sticking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we also are joined by one of the good guys. You know, Good Guys, of course, is an organization of classic car shows. Gary Metters was the founder. He recently passed away. We lost Gary, but I remember interviewing him, and he named the company because, you know, that's what he wanted his company to be made up of, good guys, and in fact it was. And when it comes to good guys in the realm of automotive journalists and automotive publishing executives, this guy is right at the top of the charts as far as I'm concerned. One of the regular contributors here on the broadcast, Tom Appel, publisher, Consumer Guide Automotive. Welcome back, my friend. How are you doing, Tom?
I am really good. Thanks for having me.
We've got Melissa on with us, and Melissa's been working with Maserati on a number of projects, and including the launch just recently in Geneva of this new sport utility vehicle. Remember, the concept vehicle was called the Kabang, and thank God they threw that one out. Did you have anything to do with that, Melissa? Did you tell them, do not name this vehicle the Kabang?
I wish I could take credit for that, but unfortunately, no, I had nothing to do with that change.
Very good. So you've been involved, as you were telling our listening audience, with Maserati for quite some time, working on the Ghibli and working on putting up a store and studio in Milan, Italy, the first ever Maserati facility of its type. But you also work with a lot of other automakers, and you actually design all of Maserati's auto show exhibits. So Maserati's going to have a presence in New York. I know you can't give away too much here, but what can we expect from the Maserati exhibit in the Big Apple?
Well, it's going to be beautiful, first of all, but I think it's exciting because it will be, you know, the first time that Levante is here in the U.S., so it will give, people in the U.S. Their first opportunity to take a glimpse at it at the auto show, so that's very exciting.
Great. I understand you also work along with the folks at Lincoln. There's a car company very much in transition and very much reinventing itself, attempting to reinvent itself. And you also do work with Volkswagen as well as Ford. Tell us about some of the work that you do with some of those companies.
Well, we have been working with Ford Motor Company since our inception in 99, and we provide a lot of services to them. A lot of our involvement is in the automotive retail area, so we work with them to translate their facility image program into the dealership environment, and then we also support QuickLane. We do that across the retail environment as well as digital medium. So a lot of support helping them translate their brand into the physical space and online.
That's really cool. And I understand that you're also going to have a presence at the NADA in Las Vegas. That's another show that is on my bucket list. I have not been to that show. Many people say I need to go, and I would agree with them. I hope one of these days I get the chance to go to that show. That must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is. We've been doing NADA for Ford and QuickLane for years, so it's a really great opportunity to, not only design the event space for them, but also, to have an opportunity to interact with the dealers as they're coming through the exhibit and, talking about the different aspects of, the plans for the dealership environment that affect them. So it's a great experience.
Tom, Melissa's company, she's the CEO, EVU360, developed this app for the new Levante, the Maserati SUV. It integrates multimedia 3D interactivity. It has detailed specs for the new vehicle as well. It's available both in Android and Apple configurations, and her team has done a really cool job. This is something, Tom, you and I have been doing this for quite some time. This is another bold new step in a brave new world here of attracting new customers, somebody that may not have ever considered a Maserati, let alone a Maserati SUV. What do you think of this strategy of hiring Melissa and her team to create this special app, which I haven't downloaded yet, so shame on me. I got to download it. My wife and my five-year-old daughter have all the cool devices in the house. I'm stuck with a flip phone, unfortunately, I don't get to see a lot of these things, but I'm sure, Tom, you're much more in control in the Appel family there. What do you think of this strategy?
Well, if you look at the early days of interactivity with automobiles, and if you go as far back as BMW iDrive and maybe come a little bit closer to the launch of my Ford Touch, these were kind of tricky systems that seemed like they worked in little isolation for the manufacturer, and they didn't work with anything else. Now, the smartphone came along after iDrive, but around the time that we were first seeing my Ford Touch, and in both cases, they didn't seem as interactive or as familiar as they probably should have, and I think it's wise for manufacturers, auto manufacturers, to reach outside of what they know and let someone else handle this interactive media, because for so many reasons, you get stuck in your own industry, you don't know how other things are working, you want to be relevant to what people see outside, and I think that if someone could take a step back for you and look at the entire tableau of media, I think that can work to a manufacturer's advantage.
I would imagine, Melissa, conquest buyers, people that have never bought a particular brand before, are very important to every manufacturer, but with a brand new SUV like this, very important to Maserati. So I got to check this out. Congratulations, and I love your company, and we'll definitely make a date to get you back on and explore it a little bit a little bit further, but congratulations on the launch of the all-new app, and it's free, the mobile app for the Maserati Levante SUV. Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Auto World Radio host Bob Long, inviting you to check out our title sponsors for all of our great North American International Auto Show coverage recently in Detroit. It's the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Visit www.rcwa.net. For benefits, insurance, wealth management, or financial strategies, the Ralph C. Wilson Agency.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Every time Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, you can count on not only great test drives and reports on new vehicles and advice. Matter of fact, if you're in the market right now for a new or pre-owned vehicle, and you would like to tap into the brains of yours truly and Tom, don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Give us a call, 855-662-4261, 660, I should say, 855-660-4261, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Matter of fact, you call in with a question, we get a prize from you, for you, from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Well, what's been in my driveway lately? There's a couple of vehicles that Tom, we're going to talk about with Tom, that has actually been in my driveway of late, but for the past 2 weeks I've actually been driving the new Chevrolet Volt, and I'm very impressed. It is a quantum leap over the first generation Volt. It makes the first generation Volt look like a kit car. Probably not a fair statement, but it wasn't a very good looking car inside or out. This is a very well done vehicle. To be honest with you, I didn't plug it in that much. I used it a lot in the range extender mode, but I'm very impressed with that vehicle. That's what I've been driving of late, but couple that Tom has had his hands on that I have also had my hands on that I can't wait to talk to him about include one of my favorites, the 2016 Cadillac CTS-V. This is the hot rod Cadillac, the Cadillac that beats with the heart of the Corvette Z06. They had to take 10 ponies away, so we've got 640 horsepower, and we've got a lovely 8-speed automatic transmission, a whole lot of torque, and a whole lot of performance. I was really blown away with this vehicle. I mean, there are a few things about it that didn't thrill me, but I was extremely impressed. How about your time in the CTS-V?
Yeah, my time was precious and short, unfortunately, as we tried to pass that around to all of our editors. But, yeah, what a car. It is the combination of absurd power and absurd smoothness is very impressive. There's no penalty for all that muscle. It is a very refined, very fast, very capable vehicle. I wish perhaps the ride was just a little bit less poundy, but that's a minor complaint. I think the cabin is beautiful. I think it handles great. Yeah, this is an impressive machine, and it, you know, 90 grand is a bunch of money for an American car or a Cadillac to a lot of people, but it comes in cheaper than like performance vehicles from BMW or Mercedes. I think that's an important point, and the styling too, I think, is an interesting alternative.
It is definitely, and when you look at the sheer performance numbers again, 640 horsepower, 630 pound-feet of torque, 0 to 60s in the threes. This is the first 200-mile-an-hour Cadillac. Not that you're ever going to do that, but it's a world-class vehicle. I mean, 20-way adjustable front seats. It's got real carbon fiber in the interior. It's got all kinds of electronics, everything from wireless charging to Apple CarPlay capability for 4G LTE Wi-Fi. It's got a great instrument cluster. I'm still not wild about that Q system. It's just, it, like the My Ford Touch, is just a little bit too finicky for my taste, but you gotta love those Recaro seats, and you gotta love, for those inclined, I certainly didn't have the opportunity to take advantage of it, but like the Corvette, you can get this with the performance data recorder, so if you are the type of person that you can drive this car to work and then take it to a track on a weekend and tape yourself, videotape yourself doing all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah, Cadillac has made a vehicle available to us at one of our rallies, and one of the Midwest Automotive Media Association rallies, and some of the folks there had a chance to try the performance recorder, and it's a very entertaining thing to do because you can later on actually see how you did on the track and sort of armchair quarterback your performance. It's a remarkably wonderful aid for people trying to get serious about how they do on a track.
Absolutely. And it's like you say, a great way to learn and great technology. The 8-speed automatic transmission is wonderful. It's got all kinds of settings. The base tour setting, as you write, executive class grocery getter with luxury car trappings. You could switch it to the sport mode. There's also a track and a snow and ice mode. It's a really good-looking car. My wife is not a big fan of American vehicles, and she's from New Jersey and kind of grew up in that era where, you know, Cadillacs in New Jersey were synonymous, and she was absolutely blown away with this vehicle. She could not believe that it was, in fact, a Cadillac. It is truly spectacular. Stylistically, I think it's well done. It's conservative. I mean, if I had my druthers, whatever that happens to be, I haven't quite figured it out yet. But if I had my way, I would wrap this vehicle in more sexy sheet metal. I would make it more Jag-like. But if you want more of a stealth-looking vehicle, I mean, this really fits in the crowd. No one would believe that you've got that kind of power at your disposal.
Yeah, it's interesting how what Cadillac calls their art and science design language feels different on different vehicles. And I think we're on roughly the third generation of it now. And it's rather telling that the Cadillac XTS, their largest front-drive sedan, probably looks more aggressive than this vehicle does. I think you're right that it might almost be too understated. If you look closely, there's a lot of sharp lens and creases that make it look very efficient and fast. But I don't think too many people would notice it.
Yeah, and it's got, you know, little carbon fiber splitters going on and stuff like that. But to me, you know, that's the one wish. I wish it was just a little bit sexier. I love that engine. Yeah, I have not driven the Z06. I absolutely adore it. I was hoping that it would find its way into the ZL1 variant of the Camaro, but I've been told by secret sources that that is not going to be the case. There isn't going to be a coupe variant of this, so if you want a four-door Corvette, this is your vehicle. And if you haven't driven a CTS-V, forget about the previous generations. Those were great. This one is spectacular. I mean, it truly is. You got to get beyond that price tag, but home run all the way on this one. I could definitely overlook the styling, and I, you and I should have one of these. Let's just put it out there. Mark Royce, my good friend Mark, give both myself and Tom Appel a couple of complimentary CTSVs, and we will promote the blazes out of them.
I would definitely make room in my garage.
We'll sell 100 each for you, guaranteed. More straight ahead as Auto World continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. And if you're listening to us on tape delay, many of our stations are indeed on tape delay. You can still participate. Don't hesitate. Shoot me an email anytime. If you're listening to us in podcast form, archive form, on demand form, all those can be found at GCNlive.com. We welcome you. And again, if you have a follow-up question, even if you're listening to this months and months from when it originally aired, no problem. Just shoot me an email. Love to hear from you. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're comparing vehicles that Consumer Guide has had in their garage and vehicles that I've had in my garage. And I had recently the Cadillac CTS-V, and so did the folks at Consumer Guide. I also recently had the 2016 Mini Cooper S Clubman, and you guys did as well. This vehicle definitely has a lot of personality. Very well done interior. It's a fun to drive car. It's a little bit quirky. Mine was an automatic. It looks like you guys had a manual rendition. Tell us your thoughts and opinions about this offering from Mini.
Yeah, the Clubman was always an interesting vehicle in that it
it answered sort of the call for a little bit more space and utility from the core Mini product. And for 2016, they've made it a little bit more conventional than before. It used to be an interesting three-door with a large coupe-style door on the driver's side and then a rear-opening door and a front-opening door on the other side to open a very large space for people to get in back and for you to load cargo if you wanted to from the side. Now it's a traditional four-door. But it's a stretch version of the new four-door coupe, or new four-door sedan, which they just added out a year ago as well. But what's interesting is how much roomier it is. This is a stretch wheelbase, and I'm a big guy. We've met in person. You know that. I fit just fine in what they call a Mini. It's actually very much a compact car, and that's not that small at all. They've also gone and taken the interior and made it much more conventional. It's no longer center-oriented. The switch gear is a little bit more conventional, and I think that people who are not as comfortable with something slightly eccentric like the Mini was will be much more comfortable with the new vehicle. That said, in Cooper S form, it's a blast to drive. The turbocharged 2-liter engine has all sorts of power. Not a lot of torque, so you kind of need to work at it a little bit to have some fun, but once you get into the power, it's a blast to drive, and predictably the handling is fantastic.
And it has that in the automatic variant, 6-speed automatic. It has a ring around the base of the shifter that, if you push it to the left, it's the eco mode. I believe push it to the right, it's the power mode, and that does some interesting little lighting changes. They've got, you know, they haven't lost all their quirkiness. There's a bit of unique touches throughout the interior, and they copied the Mustang on this vehicle. The Mustang is the only car that I'm aware of that at nighttime, when you approach the Mustang and you unlock the vehicle, it projects the logo of the Mustang onto the ground, which I thought was really cool, but I'm an arrested adolescent, and those kind of things really put it over the top for me. And I was surprised to see that Mini did the same with this, so kudos to them.
Yeah, it's strange how impressive that can be at night, to see the logo just there in front of you on the floor.
Definitely. And, you know, I like the Fiats, but, of course, this vehicle does, as you pointed out, I mean, you load it up with the Harman Kardon sound system, premium sound, and all kinds of other goodies. It can get up there price-wise, but, you know, structure-wise, the difference between the Fiat 500X and this vehicle is about a country mile.
Yeah, this is very much a European-filling car, and it doesn't feel any less substantial or any less rewarding to drive than any BMW.
Let's talk about, speaking of FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, recently you guys had the opportunity to take out the off-road specialist in the Renegade lineup, the 2016 Jeep Renegade Trailhawk, which, like its big brother, the Grand Cherokee, is also available in Trailhawk, and also, come to think of it, the regular Cherokee is also in Trailhawk configuration as well. This is the Renegade that means business. For those people who like to climb rock walls, this is the one for them.
Yeah, Jeep is conscious of maintaining its reputation as a vehicle manufacturer of vehicles that can do some serious off-roading. And the thing they do now to protect that image is to make sure that at least one vehicle in each product line is what they call trail-rated. And the Trailhawk model tends to be that model. And in the case of the Renegade, you get a lot of specific off-road hardware, including wheels and tires, an elevated suspension by almost an inch. You get the tow hooks. You get the underbody skid plate protection. And that stuff comes at a price, but it does make for a pretty impressive little truck.
It definitely does, and certainly it's a very youthful automobile and very youthful sport utility vehicle crossover, and it's quite comfortable inside. One thing, as you guys noticed, and I did when I went on the launch of this vehicle, it's kind of buzzy in the engine department. That engine tends to make a lot of noise.
Yeah, the 2.4-liter Tiger Shark, as it's nubbed in some applications, goes back a long time for FCA and for Chrysler, and it needs a serious update. At higher RPMs, it can start to get a little buzzy and a little annoying, and it's the kind of thing that keeps your foot off the throttle because you just don't want to hear it.
If you log on to the Daily Drive, the blog contained within ConsumerGuide.com, you can check out all kinds of great things, including an article recently went up, five coolest concept cars of the 1960s, and there's a Dodge Charger 3, which very much looks like a Stingray Corvette, a C3 Corvette, very much. But you guys have got to check that one out. And also, 50s, the five coolest concept cars of the 50s, and talk about kind of Batmobile inspired and space inspired. So many of these vehicles from the 50s, boy, they were chock full with wings and almost jet plane like canopies.
Yeah, and Ford was especially good at building those thin wings and spoilers and fantastic high-rise tails. Yeah, these vehicles were all picked by our publisher emeritus, Frank Pyler, and these are the cars that he actually saw as a kid when he went to the auto shows. And yeah, you mentioned the Ford Futura, which is just the most futuristic-looking car, I think, in this collection of five. And that's the vehicle that actually went on to become the TV Batmobile. The one that was in the series in the 60s, and you could see it if you look closely. That if you were to paint this car black, yeah, You'd be very close.
Most definitely. You've got a great article up about the personal luxury cars of 1972, and we're going to talk about that upcoming year, 0 to 60. Some of these numbers are going to be a little bit of an eye-opener. But let's talk about another small crossover vehicle. This one's from Mercedes-Benz. This is the GLC 300, the 2016 GLC 300, and certainly stylistically, Mercedes continues to do a good job in that department. How about the driving factor? Did you get much time in this vehicle?
I did, yeah. I spent a full turn in this vehicle, and mostly impressed. There was one key thing, I think, that I found most upsetting. This is a replacement for the GLK. It's a full update with a substantial styling update, and I think it's a good-looking car, and it makes nice use of space for a compact vehicle. My sole complaint is that the very expensive sport package that brings with it 20-inch wheels and tires really firms up the ride to the point where I think people are going to find it unpleasant.
Oh, wow. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about this car and more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Live across North America, great radio stations, and around the world via GCNlive.com. My name is Bob Long. Tom Appel is with us, one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And Tom was saying, if you're checking out that latest offering from Mercedes-Benz, the new vehicle, the GLC 300, the compact crossover, the ever-expanding crossovers and the ever-expanding compact versions. This vehicle tends to ride a little bit firmly. I would imagine you probably kept it in the comfort mode. I haven't driven it yet, but Mercedes usually does offer some sort of adjustment factor.
The sport and then some sort of standard ride mode, and not always a standard one, usually comfort and sport, though. And, yeah, you stay in the comfort mode. The sport mode will do a little bit to firm things up, and maybe if you're going to hit an on-ramp really hard, that might be the thing to do. But, yeah, with the sport package, the ride is definitely not as comfortable as it could be, and I would strongly suggest that anyone test driving one of these drive one with and without that package.
Let's go back in time to 1972, back in the era where there were a lot of personal luxury cars, and both Tom and I have said this in the past, I love the personal luxury cars. Maybe it's because I grew up, that was my family car as an only child. My mom and dad liked T-Birds, and, you know, we did look at Rivieras and Toronados, and, you know, my dad always wanted the Lincoln Mark or the Eldorado, but never wanted to pull the trigger on such a big purchase like that. But there were a lot of them around. Today, they're few and far between. So Tom has put together this great article, the 0-60 Challenge, and it comes on the heels of a new supercar that was just introduced at the 2016 Geneva Auto Show. This is the follow-up to the Bugatti Veyron. the 16-4 Veyron, a vehicle that I never got the chance to either ride or drive, ride in or drive when I was at Motor Trend. Just a couple of people, Kim Reynolds and Matt Stone, got the opportunity to get behind the wheel. I came very close to getting a ride in one, and that was an incredible vehicle. This raises the bar even more with its quad turbos and 16-cylinder power plant, and it will rocket 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. Now, that is downright fast. And, Tom, you have a personal note here that you, along the way, owned a 1985 VW Scirocco?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I still consider it my favorite car.
Wow. I was always a big fan of the Scirocco. And what was a 0 to 60 time for, like, an 85 Scirocco?
Well, my buddy and I spent a lot of time with our watches trying to do better than that, but I always go with the official road and track test time as published in Road and Track sometime in, I think, 85 or 84. And that was 10.1 seconds to 60.
Wow. Well, I remember, you know, back in the 70s, they used to say a world-class car under 6 seconds, a fast car under 10 seconds, or around 10 seconds. At least the first car I ever owned was a 77, the much maligned Mustang II, mine the 302 V8, the 5-liter with the two-barrel carburetor, and that would do 0 to 60 about 9.9. And then I had another Mustang, a 79 Pace car, also with the 5-liter, a little bit more power there. It was a precursor to the reintroduction of the GT. Matter of fact, the 79 Pace car and the 82 Mustang GT had an awful lot in common. But let's look back here in 1972 at some of these 0 to 60 times, and it's going to make people very appreciative of the vehicles that they have now, to say the least. Now, here's a car that my family actually owned. We didn't own a 72, but we owned a 73 Thunderbird. My mom and dad kept that car a long time. It had a 464 barrel V8. This one here that you've got had the 429 cubic inch V8, huge engine. I mean, 7 plus liter engine, but only 212 horsepower. The standard engine, that was the standard, and you could get the upper engine, which we had, for $76 more. Can you imagine that? For $76 more, you could get the 460 cubic inch V8 that my parents had. What was the 0 to 60 time on that vehicle? 11.8 seconds, because that was a mighty big vehicle. There's no question about it.
Yeah, there was a lot of weight, and unfortunately, manufacturers, too, were beginning to deal with rising gas prices and emissions controls and low lead gas. And also the other thing that sort of depressed people that year was that was the year we moved to net horsepower from gross horsepower. So everything was even lower power than it was.
Yeah, this T-Bird took the scales at 4,601 pounds. It was riding on the Mark platform, and it was a very safe car. So my dad always says it was a very safe car, no question about it. It was a bit of a tank. A lot of these vehicles of that era were definitely along the same lines. Tipping the scales at 4,330 pounds, Pontiac offered the stylish Grand Prix, and this vehicle had a 455 cubic inch V8. And that put out 220 horsepower. That was a $57 option over the standard 400 cubic inch V8, but 0 to 60, 12 seconds. Wow. Oh, my goodness. That it was not exactly quick. The Lincoln Mark IV, which, was a benchmark car. Many people just absolutely love this vehicle. But that 212 horsepower 460 V8 combined with that 4,956 pounds yielded a 0-60 time of 12.1 seconds. That was very, very slow. I mean, today there are minivans that can run in the sixes, I would say, or even fives. Yeah.
It's probably a smooth 0-60 road, though.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of smooth, the Cadillac Eldorado here from 1972, 0-16, 12.6 seconds, tipping the scales at 4,840 pounds, 235 horsepower, 500 cubic inch V8. Imagine that, 500 cubic inch V8. Remarkable. The Oldsmobile Toronado with its front wheel drive. Always remarkable to me that they were able to stuff such a big engine in a front-wheel drive configuration, 455 cubic inch V8, but it only put out 250 ponies, 4,660 pounds, 12.6 seconds. Not exactly what I would call quick.
No.
Here's another couple of ones that folks can check out. Some great photographs here, too. The Buick Riviera, a very good-looking car, 12.7 seconds out of its 455 V8. The Chevrolet Monte Carlo, boy, did they sell a ton of those.
Yeah.
12.8 seconds. That one had a 402 cubic inch V8, 240 horsepower, $142 option over the 350 V8. But you could, however, get the 454 V8 for $261. That was a pricey option. Compared to what the T-Bird was, of $76 extra for a little bit more cubic inches. Great job. I love those stories. Let's talk about the 2016 Toyota RAV4 SE, and this is kind of a sinister-looking vehicle you've got here at ConsumerGuide.com. Tell us a little bit about your experiences with the RAV4 SE, and what do you think of the beak, the nose, the face of this vehicle?
Yeah, Toyota's gone with a sharp beak kind of nose on all its products, and the RAV4 is the most recent to get it, and the recently updated RAV4 has gotten an SE model, something you can find on the Camry, for example, but never before on the RAV4, and that's a sporty version of the vehicle, and part of what you get is bigger wheels and tires and a sport suspension and more blacked-out interior. And I think that on most levels and in most points, people are going to really like this vehicle, except for possibly the ride. I'm not sure for places like Detroit or Chicago with rough roads, the SE would be the best choice for them. So I would think that if you wanted to check out this car, if you like the looks, you like the wheels and tires, test drive this, but also test drive a nicely equipped XLE and be sure that you're comfortable with the ride quality, because the RAV4 usually rides pretty well, but in this firmer, more sporty mode, ride quality goes out the window.
Everybody check out ConsumerGuide.com, and especially the Daily Drive, the blog. Thank you, Tom.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years.
DinoVite.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com to